Hello, hello. Welcome to Twin Flame Transformation Season 2. My name is Michelle, and I will be your host and guide. On today's podcast, I want to talk about the zero-point field and why this field is important for twin flames. Also, don't forget to stay to the end while you'll hear another twin flame share. So, what is the zero-point field? So some of you may know this, but the zero-point field is a field that's devoid of any matter and therefore devoid of time and memory or anything dense that could slow it down. In this field is where you find the divine and where pure love exists without any interference. It's also a field where miracles exist and where you can create and manifest anything. In fact, it's a field where you meet the divine in yourself. So scientifically, and in the quantum field, it's the field that has the lowest possible temperature in the universe, a temperature of zero. And yet this vacuum field is also the field that contains the highest energy possible. And this is the field that Joe Dispenza used to heal his back. He couldn't walk, and he was told he would never walk without surgery. But instead of surgery, he used meditation and this field, and he healed his back on his own. So if you're not familiar with this miracle or his story, you can hear more about it, his miraculous healing, in the documentary Heal, H-E-A-L. So the reason this field is important for twin flames is because it's where we find not only the divine, but also where we feel and experience unity consciousness. In this field, there's no separation, and we can experience what union feels like. Because the twin flame connection is not a normal romantic connection. It is first and foremost a spiritual connection, and this journey is a spiritual journey. It is a journey back to the divine in ourselves. In fact, the reason we have the terms divine feminine and divine masculine is because we are being invited to restore the divine to those energies. Divine source energy, as you know, is pure love consciousness. However, here on earth, love has been confused with controlling and unloving behaviors. For example, there's no shame with love or in loving. Yet when we are faced with obstacles on the twin flame journey, we often encounter longing and desire for our twin flame that can't be met in earthly terms. And this brings up a host of emotions and often brings up shame and guilt, feelings I personally have been faced with and experienced. And on the Map of Consciousness by David Hawkins, shame and guilt are at the very bottom of the map and are the lowest vibration. And enlightenment is up at the top and the highest vibration. And on this twin flame journey, we experience the polarities of all human emotions. We can't know enlightenment until we know shame and guilt, because ultimately it all originates from the same source. It's just that shame and guilt are lacking in love and are attached to a story. Just like we know light because we experience darkness, we can know enlightenment because we've experienced shame and guilt. No one has reached enlightenment by avoiding these emotions. They are human emotions. And the truth is, we are already enlightened. We just come down here on earth to find our way back. Right? So the zero-point field reminds us what it feels like to experience enlightenment. It's like it gives us a roadmap of what it feels like. And I know you've probably heard me say, if you've been listening to these podcasts, not to focus on your twin flame, but instead to put that focus on yourself. Now, I'm not saying don't love them. It's just that so many of us have unconscious beliefs about love that we may not even be aware of, right? We're unconscious of them. And if we do unconsciously carry unhealthy beliefs or patterns around love, and we send that love their way, it will repel them. And also, the flow of energy is from masculine to feminine. So where the divine feminine puts their focus, the divine masculine follows. Because the main thing to remember is that this is a divine connection. right? Your twin flame shares your same divine soul blueprint, the same divine soul energy, resonance. So when we bring in the divine to any relationship, things change, because the divine only knows love. And so the divine teaches us, source energy teaches us, God energy, Christ consciousness teaches us what love is, reminds us what love is, because we all know what love is at our soul level, right? And some of you may have experienced the zero point field because deep meditation can bring you into this field, so you know what I'm referring to. In this place of the zero point field, this is the energy that will magnetically pull your twin flame to you, because this is the energy they recognize. This is the resonance that aligns with their soul. They may be physically attracted to you in the 3D, but they are pulled to your soul energetically. And another thing to know is that the more we heal and clear, for those of you who have been on this journey for a while and have really done your healing work, the more clear anything that is not aligned with the divine stands out and becomes magnified. So when we are not connected to our divinity, our twin flame only sees and feels our programming. It sounds contrary, but the more we heal, the more those things that aren't love stand out and feel even greater. And so as we go on this, it just becomes a more intense and fine-tuning healing journey of the divine. Because when we connect to the divine, they recognize us, right? It's like, oh, there you are. And even though this zero point field is where your twin flame will be pulled to you, whether or not they act on this pull is up to their human self, because their own beliefs and wounding and beliefs around love may be energetically tying them down, and they may not be able to act on the pull at this time. But if you're in the zero point field, it doesn't matter. And I know this to be true. In fact, in this zero point field, we can't hold on to any attachments or old beliefs or even any hidden codependencies. So for instance, if we want to get in the field so we can magnetize our twin flame to us, it won't work because we can't do both. We can't get in the field with any controlling behaviors or any needs or desires or any plan, right? To get in the field, we have to empty, we have to let go, we have to surrender. In 3D human life, we are bound by height, width, and length, and we're bound by time. In the zero point field, we're not bound by any height, width, or length, or time. It's a timeless field, right? It's a field of zero limits and unlimited possibilities. And in the field, we get to feel what non-attachment feels like. We get to experience what letting go feels like, what it feels like to be let go of 3D and to be bound into things that aren't love. We get to feel what it feels like to feel limitless. We get to remember who we are, right? And this, because this is the field our soul always has access to, this beautiful field of unlimited possibilities, a field of pure love. And this is also the feeling of home our twin flame ignites in us. Remember, the energy of love is not an energy of attachment or need or control. And the reason this field is important for twin flames is so we can feel what pure love feels like. Because this is what the new earth is calling out for, a new paradigm of love, unconditional divine love, right? The twin flame journey invites us to live in harmony with relationships that are based in the divine, relationships that carry the balance of the divine feminine and divine masculine and are in union and aligned with divine source energy. Now, here's the thing that feels important to say. You always have a choice. Right? Your soul may pull you a certain way, but you get to choose how far you want to go. So as always, please only take anything that I've said, only take what resonates with you. Because this level or type of relationship may not be for everyone. This divine relationship is devoid of drama and highs and lows. It's steady and neutral, and you're not responsible for each other's happiness or mood. Right? There's no addiction in this relationship. So in order for us to experience this type of relationship on earth, we need to first experience it within ourselves. when we learn to love ourselves with our divine love and feel the divine in every cell of our body, we feel the limitless opportunities and energy that's available to us at all times. In this place, abandonment can't exist. Lack can't exist. Need doesn't exist, right? And we can start with finding it once, finding that energy once, and then we may experience it once a month, then once a week, and then pretty soon we're living it. We're loving ourselves the same way the divine loves us. We love ourselves as the divine beings of light that we are, and we do not accept any behavior that's not aligned with unconditional love, pure love. Right? And the zero point field can teach us this. This zero point field teaches us union consciousness and union energy. In this place, we feel our twin flame as ourselves. We are energetically in union with their soul because we are energetically in union with our own soul. There is no separation. And in this place, we're also energetically in union with everything. Ooh, I don't know about you, but for me, that feels pretty powerful. When I imagine a world that lives like this. So I hope this has helped. This is big stuff. It's a big topic and a very powerful one. And I know how challenging this journey can be. And I know how helpful having support can be. If you're looking for group support, I've been receiving great feedback about our Facebook group. You can find it on Facebook under groups. It's called Alchemical Souls. And beautiful Molly, our admin, will let you in. And I also want to give a special shout out to Molly and her commitment to this group. So if it feels right, I invite you all to send her some love. And to all of you in the group, Facebook group, thank you for your contributions and support. I don't go on much. Every now and then I'll pop in, and then I'm usually, honestly, back out within a minute. But as I said, the feedback that I've heard is that it has been helpful to connect with others in a real way. And it helps not feel so alone on this profound journey. And then the other listener favorite I've been hearing, and I keep hearing about, is the Twin Flame Shares. Thank you to all of you who have sent your share in. And to all of you who haven't shared yet and want to, please email a voice recording about 5 to 10 minutes long to twinflametransformation11@gmail.com. Or you can send it in written form for more privacy, and I will read it. And I would like to send a special invitation for anyone on this journey, divine feminine or divine masculine, who are a different gender or non-binary, to please share your story if you feel called to do so. I want you to know that you're not alone. I've met quite a few of you, and there might be others out there as well who would benefit from hearing about your journey. So if it feels right for you to share your story, it is very much welcomed here. And now please join me as I read our next Twin Flame Share. It started back in 2016. I met my partner at work. I was in a toxic relationship, no self-confidence, being mentally and emotionally abused, and had no self-worth. I remember meeting my other being and feeling a sensation towards him that I couldn't explain to no one else but myself. I can remember the way we would look at each other. I can remember myself daydreaming about being with him. But I never thought someone like him deserves anyone like me. I knew I would hurt him because I had never been loved or knew self-love. In 2018, we had an encounter. I had the courage to ask him to hang out, to finally see him outside of a work environment or behind a screen. In my past, I was hiding all my emotions and trauma with alcohol and was so embarrassed with how I went with the situation. I was always too scared to let myself truly let go of my past and let love in. I went back to my toxic ways and relationship. At the end of 2018, I had my chance again. He came back into my life once again. I ignored all the signs. I felt unworthy of a real man, a man that doesn't push himself on me. I had a karmic relationship start, and there was a day we looked each other in the eyes and I felt our hearts break. I knew I made the wrong decision, and I would never get another opportunity of the person I truly always thought about. We went through 3 years of separation with absolute no contact. I thought he hated me, couldn't stand the sight of me. I went through another karmic cycle and was starting my own self-growth. 2021, I was in a relationship married to a man that was clearly not for me. It was for me to learn my self-worth. I let that man know if he doesn't give me attention, I will get it elsewhere. That exact night, I got a message. It was the man I had longed for. He was still here, waiting and watching. For the next year, he would reach out on social media randomly and just keep in touch. The more toxic my marriage became, the more I longed for another chance with him. I knew it wouldn't be fair to him unless I was either in separation to divorce or completely divorced. And life started happening. I got my old job back, started making money, started gaining confidence I needed to get further to my twin flame. I took the leap of faith and reached out and asked to hang out. I wanted to just keep my distance, but I wanted to see him so bad. We started hanging out. I never imagined what I feel right now for him, that this was going to happen. We have gone through a lot the past 5 months, finally being able to get our time. We have gone through more obstacles, I feel, to keep us apart more than bring us together. I have been starting my spiritual journey and seeing similarities everywhere. Twin flame numbers everywhere. Now we embark a different path. I can't help but wonder, what is going to happen? How do we overcome the negative energies around us and succeed to be the power couple we both want to be? Thank you for taking the time to read this.